Listen, this is a game, however it goes, Clint, against the Colts, because the Texans are 5-2 and because the Colts are 4-3. However this goes, right, you can obviously, you see the records, you could see if each team won what that would mean. This is a potential turning point in the season. A turning point to, hey, the Texans have really, you know, grabbed hold of this division, and you can see they're poised to be a playoff team unless something crazy happens moving down, or a turning point to, hey, this thing right now ain't about, you know, the trying to get to the Chiefs or trying to get to the Ravens or trying to get whatever. This thing is about, hey, we're in a dogfight. We're tied up with the Colts in the division, and we've got the tougher schedule the rest of the way. So this thing is, so it's a turning point one way or another in this game. And we saw how the first one went. It was tight. 29-27. There were some plays that the Texans made, big plays late. There were some plays throughout the game that the Colts missed and probably wish they had back. And I said, are you concerned? Are you nervous? You concerned about this game? I see some people texting in. Clint, I'll just say this. I think the Texans have the better team. I think the Texans have the advantage because they're at home. I think the Texans have the better quarterback. I think the Texans have the better coaching staff. But I'm not going to lie to you. There is a small bit of, I feel like I should be more comfortable and confident that they will win this game. But the way they've played in certain ways combined with what the Colts can do, I'm not as confident as I would think I would be, especially when I think they got the better team, they've got the advantage at home, I think they got the better coaching staff.
Yeah, I'm not nervous about this game against the Colts. My confidence level in the Texans in terms of being a Super Bowl caliber football team has been rocked. It's shook. I'm off the train. I'm off the roller coaster. I'm not going to live this week to week stuff until they at least give me one win that we can point at and say, boy, that right there was awfully impressive. I'm not nervous at all about the game, because I feel like if the Texans show up and they just play just average Texans football, nothing great, just again, don't have 42 penalties and don't turn the ball over three or four times, then I think they're going to beat the Colts.
You think if they play the same way they played game one, they beat the Colts?
I can't remember how that game went down. Wasn't it they got out to a big lead and then gave it up in the second half?
Yeah, I mean the Colts missed some big plays.
They could
turn
that
around and yeah, they held. You know, I mean, they ran the clock out. Basically, the Colts needed to stop.
They ran it really well. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just.
That wasn't an A game.
I'm nervous about the Texans. I'm not nervous about this game in the Colts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm at a spot with the Texans where it's real easy right now to lean into 5-2. Whether you're a fan that doesn't, you know, you just look at the 5-2, and so you accept everything that's going on around and you just keep it moving, or you're in the building over there and the 5-2, the 5-2 record is masking and making you feel a lot better about what's going on than the actual Texans product. Like I'm just, the 5-2 doesn't do anything for me. Like looking back and how you got to 5-2, like it doesn't do a whole lot for me at this point in time, to be completely honest with you. The Texans have played subpar Texans football for the majority of those games. And I think that's hell, they said that. That's not me. That's them saying it. So I'm shook with the Texans. I'm not nervous about
not
the
Colts. In this game. From the text line, people are chiming in on it. This game this week definitely has me concerned. The whole season, this squad has been teetering on the cuss word label, and it's frustrating. This should be a Super Bowl type team, and they're not. Concerning, hell yeah, this game is a huge game, and yet I have no confidence in this team. With that line and those tight ends, I'd be concerned if they were playing U of H with this line. Okay, they lost 41-14 to Kansas last week. I don't think you'd be concerned about that. It's the most important game this season thus far. Yes, I'm concerned. So it looks like there are some people who are concerned about this game. I don't know. I think maybe a lot of people are thinking about the if it goes wrong, what the outcome, like, you know, where that goes, because it changes the season. Yeah, I think there's a turning point to it, though, Clint. If they lose this game, I think you thought you looked at them differently after the Packers. I think now they lose this game and they're in a dogfight with the Colts. Right now, that's a different space of, I think, yeah. A week ago, like, hey, man, could they be a 2 seed? Could they be a 1 seed?